I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
President John F. Kennedy, in a joint session of Congress in May 1961, went on to rally the public.
But in a very real sense, it will not be one man going to the moon. If we make this judgment affirmatively, it will be an entire nation, for all of us must work to put him there.
In fact, hundreds of workers at several local companies made critical components for the space program, showcased at the Niagara Aerospace Museum. Its president, Walter Gordon, says Moog and East Aurora produced the state-of-the-art servo valves that steered all three stages of the massive Saturn V rockets.
For those who aren't too familiar with the vehicle, it's 360 feet tall, taller than a football field is long. It weighed 6.1 million pounds, and upon takeoff, the five F1 engines on the first stage in total generated 7.5 million pounds of thrust.
Five, four.
The historic journey began July 16th, 1969.
Zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
Here, we got a roll program.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
And if you've ever watched a large space booster take off, you'd wonder, why does that thing not tip over as it's going up? It doesn't seem like it would be stable. And the reason it goes so straight is because these Moog actuators, two per engine, are steering them very quickly and very, very precisely to keep that rocket going straight and then to gradually point it in whatever direction it wants to go.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. You are confirmed to go for orbit.
Gordon, an aerospace engineer, likens Moog's actuators to large pistons on a bulldozer.
On a bulldozer, the hydraulic fluid that lifts that blade up and down is ported by a man moving a big lever. But Bill Moog's invention of the modern servo valve enabled that hydraulic fluid to be ported by very accurately by a very small electrical current. Because obviously you couldn't have the astronauts at the top of the Saturn V manhandling a big lever to keep the rocket going straight.
Houston, Apollo 11 and Saturn gave us a magnificent ride.
Moog's former CEO, Robert Brady, started at the company in 1966 as a production manager.
The funny thing is, at the time, hardly anybody in Western New York had any idea that the company existed, much less what it did. The company had a water tower in East Aurora off Seneca Street with the name on it, and there were people that thought the company made water towers.
In fact, in 1969, Brady says, about a quarter of Moog's 800 employees were making hardware for Apollo. He says many of the company's workers back then got their start in local steel mills.
So the company had quite a capable manufacturing staff.
But it was stressful work.
Our concern and the pressure we felt was getting our job done correctly enough so that we would achieve the desired result of the specification. We took for granted that if we built equipment that would meet the specification and build it reliably, that everything else would work. And you could send a guy to the moon and get him back, but you had to build equipment that achieved results that were very technically challenging.
Brady says it's interesting looking back now at the Apollo program.
It's a remarkable piece of history.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.